Focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Pan.
Yeah. I feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good. Man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up.
Hands.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Bible. Turn to the book of the Revelation. The first chapter of the book of the Revelation. Verse 9 says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And verse 10 reads, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Simultaneous happenings. I, John, was in the isle called Patmos. I was in the spirit. The word revelation means take the cover off. Apple to take and collecto from. Right. Apocalypse to uncover. Yeah. In adjacent sentences, the Apostle John tells of his two contemporary but contrasting experiences. The surface implication is almost that of his being in two places at the same time. knowing all that a life on Patmos involved and the glories of a life in the spirit, makes us wonder how these two experiences can happen in the same life, much less simultaneously.
All right, right, right.
Here is an unusual coupling of trouble on the one hand and triumph on the other hand. In the combination of the two is a demonstration of dividends from difficulties. Patmos on the one hand and the spirit on the other hand. These two statements give us a fascinating insight into the life of this man of God and the present possibilities of similar victories in our own lives. Patmos is a rocky island in the Aegean Sea. It is located 70 miles southeast of the ancient city of Ephesus, where John lived and served as pastor. It has an area of 50 square miles and is 1 mile wide. There are no trees and vegetation is very sparse. It is a rough, barren, desolate spot. At the very best, life of an exile was most miserable. The clothing was scanty and the food was insufficient. A sentence to Patmos was what it was intended to be, a living death. John was condemned to such an experience for merely preaching the gospel. Have you ever thought about how much trouble you can get in doing right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do wrong to get in trouble. You can get in much trouble doing right. What had John done? He had preached the gospel of Christ. And for this, he was banished to the barren isle of Patmos. Now, at an age when he should have retired and terminated an effective ministry, he is instead banished to a place of suffering. To be in the Spirit is a glorious experience. What does it mean to be in the Spirit? I believe to be in the Spirit means to see things through the eyes of the Spirit. I believe to be in the Spirit is to see yourself through the eyes of the Spirit. It is to see your fellow man through the eyes of the Spirit. It is to see your worship through the eyes of the Spirit. It is to see your work through the eyes of the Spirit. It is to see your witness through the eyes of the Spirit. It is to see your giving through the eyes of the Spirit. What does it mean to be in the Spirit? I believe that to be in the Spirit means to live by love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. This is what it means to be in the Spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, some people feel that to be in the Spirit is to be emotional. But that's not so. Haven't you seen people emotional in the sanctuary and ready to cuss you out before the benediction is given? The fruit of the Spirit is not emotionalism. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And peace and patience and meekness and temperance and goodness. But now let me hurry. John was able to be in the Spirit because of his faith in God. I ask again, what does it mean to be in the Spirit? And then I submit to you again, to be in the Spirit is a glorious experience. And it is all the more so when living in the surroundings and conditions of a Patmos. John was able to be in the Spirit because of his faith in God. Because of faith in God, disagreeable surroundings are forgotten and eternal matters take over. The stormy sea fades from view when John beholds the crystal waters around the throne. Loneliness is swallowed up in intimate fellowship with Christ. To the hosannas of the heavenly host. The craggy rocks pale into insignificance at the sight of the throne of God. To be in the Spirit counterbalances the degrading effects of any Patmos. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want us to practice being in the Spirit. I want us to practice being in the Spirit. Because you see, as you practice being in the Spirit, your spirituality will deepen. Well, let me see if I can make you see what I'm saying. Over a year ago, we had a great worship. Help me. And we rejoiced in the God of our salvation. And some half a dozen people joined the church. I thought we had a great spiritual experience. But on that day, a dinner was held in the dining room. And all I heard that week was a certain sister in the church who declared she wasn't going to work in the kitchen. Not a word was said about the sermon. I'm talking about being in the spirit. Not a word was said about the people that accepted Christ. Not a word was said about the people who joined the church. Not a word was said about the offering that was given. The only thing I heard was so-and-so says she ain't gonna work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, brothers and sisters, if John could be in the spirit while on Patmos, the same thing can happen to us. The world seeks happiness, but the child of God knows joy. And there's a difference between happiness and joy. For happiness depends on outward circumstance. Happiness depends on outward conditions. But joy depends on the inner person. I heard somebody singing, "This joy that I have." The world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. I was in the spirit. Now, I want you to read them two verses together when you get home. Revelation 1 and 9, I'm on Patmos. And Revelation 1 and 10, I'm in the spirit. In two places at the same time. And the educated people then tell us we couldn't be in two places at the same time. But here John saying, I was on Patmos. I was in the spirit. We can experience spiritual worship in spite of adverse circumstances. Now let me hurriedly point out some of these Patmos. Sadness can be an isle of Patmos. Discouragement can be an isle of Patmos. Trials can be an isle of Patmos. Unpleasant conditions can be an isle of Patmos. Unemployment can be an isle of Patmos. Misunderstanding can be an isle of Patmos. Misrepresentation can be an isle of Patmos. But what John is telling us, he said, I was in Patmos. I was in the spirit. I was in two places at the same time. We can experience spiritual worship in spite of adverse circumstances. Adversity need not hinder worship, and worship need not wait for a change of condition. Too many people say, well, so-and-so happened, and I just didn't feel like coming to church. I think I ought to tell you that church is for people that don't feel so good. Somebody said, I lost this one or that one, and I couldn't come to church. That's what the gospel is for. It's for you when you don't feel up to par. That's the time you ought to be there. Well, but let me hurry to the close. Well, worship can be in spite of adversity. Not only that, when the spirit takes over, time, place, surroundings are forgotten when the spirit takes over. Remember in your reading, Paul and Silas. Where are they They are in jail.
Yeah.
And at midnight.
Yeah.
At midnight.
At midnight.
When the evening stars had sallied forth like debutantes on their way to a coming out party.
Yes.
At midnight.
At midnight.
When the moon, the queen of the lunar system, had come forth in her celestial boudoir, looking like a yellow jonquil blooming in the midnight garden of a cloudless sky. At midnight, when the voice of the whippoorwill had ceased to break the silence of the night. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang. Now, it doesn't say they sang and prayed, but that they prayed and sang. You see, if you got some singing to do, you ought to pray first. If you got some preaching to do, you ought to pray first. If you got some witnessing to do, you ought to pray first. They prayed and sang. And the Bible says the prisoners heard them. And my imagination works with me. I hear one prisoner sing to another. I hear some strange sounds. I've been in here before, but I haven't heard anything like that. I've heard oaths, and I've heard swearing. I've heard cursing, but this is a strange sound. Praying and singing. Not at home in the living room, but in jail. Praying and singing. Not riding out in the open, but in jail. Singing, going on in jail. Praying, going on in jail. Worshiping, going on. Oh, brothers and sisters, yes, the AGMC raged, but that was hallowed calm in the heart of John. The storm can rage, but the storm need not overcome us. Patmos on the one hand, and the spirit on the other hand. Bondage on one hand, freedom on the other hand. One can be a slave and still be free. John's body was imprisoned, but his mind was free. John's body was imprisoned, but his spirit was free. John's body was in prison, but his spirit was unfettered. To be in the spirit is to be free from the shackles of bondage. To be in the spirit, what does it mean? Patmos was a place of curse, but being in the spirit made it a place of blessing. Patmos was a place of loneliness, but being in the spirit made it a place of uninterrupted communion. Patmos was a place of bondage, but being in the spirit made it a place of freedom. Now, how did John, experience blessing in a place of cursing? How did John experience communion in a place of loneliness? How did John experience freedom? freedom in a place of bondage.
Yeah.
He tells us I was in the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, when was it? He said it was on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a preacher say, and I believe it. He said, whenever you experience the presence of God, it's the Lord's day. Whenever you experience the presence of God, it might be at midnight, but it's the Lord's day. Whenever you experience the presence of God, it may be Monday, but it's the Lord's day. Maybe Tuesday, but it's the Lord's day. Maybe Wednesday, but it's the Lord's day. It may be Thursday, but it's the Lord's day. It may be Friday, but it's the Lord's day. It may be Saturday, but it's the Lord's day. Do you know what it means to experience the presence of God? Well, somebody here knows what it means to experience the presence of God. When you've gone as far as you can go, when you've said all you know to say, when you've done all you know to do, that's the time you let go. And just as soon as you let go, God has a way of taking over. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think I ought to tell you today, God specializes in visiting those who trust in him. God specializes in lifting up the bowed down head. God specializes. Lifting up the bowed down head. God specializes in turning midnights into days. God specializes in setting right hearts on hallowed fire. God specializes in preparing a table before you in the presence of the enemy. God specializes in opening doors no man can shut. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Anybody here? Anybody here? Anybody here ever been in the spirit on the Lord's day? When you're in the spirit, you can look at your hands and they look new. When you're in the spirit, you can look at your feet and they do too. When you're in the spirit, you can bless them that curse you. When you're in the spirit, you can love them that hate you. When you're in the spirit, you can pray for those who despitefully use you. When you're in the spirit, you are willing to share. When you're in the spirit, you care. When you're in the spirit, you just want to praise his name. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise his name. I don't know how you are feeling, but I feel all right being in the sanctuary one more time. So glad, so glad, so glad I'm here in Jesus.
Jesus' name. So glad to be here just to hear you say amen. So glad to be here just to hear you say praise his name. So glad. So glad to be here one more time. The doors of the church stand ajar. I was in the spirit.